Welcome to the DermVet Podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Bourgeois, a board-certified veterinary dermatologist practicing in Portland, Oregon with animal dermatology clinics. I'm also a mom of two, just trying to find the balance like everyone else. Let's learn to ditch the itch, cytology, everything, and make derm more fun than frustrating. On today's episode, I think I'm going to be a little mama bearish. And maybe that's because I am a mother of two toddlers, but I've had several conversations with veterinary students lately or new grads. And there's a lot of overwhelming feelings, a lot of discomfort, and just not being able to memorize or know it all. And as a dermatologist, there's a couple things I want to provide relief for. So this is almost going to be not as much of an educational podcast episode as maybe a motivational one. But I know tensions are high and we're all just feeling really overwhelmed in general with the world. And then you throw on top of it that veterinary medicine is so busy right now. But a couple things I want to provide some breath of fresh air for. You do not have to know everything. You do not need to know every detail of every single thing when we talk about dermatology or any aspect of veterinary medicine for that matter. So I was talking to some students recently and there was concern over some exams they had and having to memorize every product and every ingredient and every brand name. And listen, you're going to have to get through whatever test you need to get through. But I can tell you, even as a person who specializes in dermatology, I do not have every single topical memorized. There are ear products, flushes, medications, shampoos, sprays, wipes that I don't remember exactly, you know, which one has acetic acid versus boric acid versus both versus, you know, chlorhexidine. Like, I have the ones in our clinic that I use on a regular basis that I feel comfortable with. And then sometimes clients come in with products that I really can't remember which antibiotic is in that particular eardrop because it's not one of the, you know, seven that I carry. So I do what anyone else does. I Google it. I look it up. I use my resources. What is honestly more important is to know ingredients and why you would want certain ingredients for certain things. So, for example, if you know, say ear flush, if you would know why you would want squalene or what squalene does in a certain product, that it's a ceruminolytic, that it helps to break down, say, waxy ears that aren't necessarily really infected, versus why would you want Triz EDTA in an ear flush? Well, that's going to be more for traditional Pseudomonas infection. So if there's an active rod-shaped infection, then you would want Triz EDTA. And you may change that. So sometimes I have an active infection, I'll start with a product like Triz EDTA. And then when we have things under control and we haven't really been dealing with an active infection for a while, but the pet just with its allergies develops more accumulations of waxy debris in the ear, we may switch to a ceruminolytic like squalene. So you don't have to memorize exactly all the products in the world that have squalene in it. But if you know what the active ingredient does, and then you can research and Google that product or have research for things and see, oh, that's one of the active ingredients, this is why I would use that, that is going to be a lot more valuable to you in the real world. Because the reality is we can't all carry every single, you know, topical product out there in our clinics. It doesn't financially make sense for your inventory. you want to be able to, you know, stay up to date and research and collaborate. Like I ask other dermatologists products they've been happy with, and, you know, maybe I'll decide to switch out an ear flush if there's a newer product that comes out, or for like ear medications. When I started, we didn't have Claro and Osurnia. Now, obviously, those are really great products, especially for, you know, starting out otitis and pets that can't be medicated at home. So now we carry it. So you want to be able to kind of flex and get new experiences and stay up to date on those things, but you're really not going to be successful in your clinic having every single product out there on your shelf because it won't make sense. So what you'll end up doing is finding the 3 or 4 ear flushes, the 3 or 4 shampoos, you know, the whatever, 4 or 5 different ear medications that you feel the best about, you feel like is a good variety for your particular patient base, and then you'll stick with those. And when you hear of pets coming in and they have records from another veterinarian or something that they've, you know, previously used on their pet that they have at home, you can always look up what the active ingredient is and then decide if that's a product they can use or not. So I just don't want everyone to get too bogged down in the details. Like, yes, it's important to know some of the basic concepts and some of the, you know, most common products. It's so helpful. It's easier for me to remember, you know, what's in Mometamax, and that's can be really beneficial in a time standpoint. But I just don't want you to get so stressed that if a client comes in with a product or you don't know, you know, what's the exact antifungal in that ear flush or that ear medication that you have failed, you can go look it up. And as long as you know what those ingredients do, or you're willing to educate yourself as these products come out, or you get exposed to something you've never seen before because you don't carry it in your practice, then you will be more successful. Then it's more fun if you take that pressure off yourself. My last example of that is cytology. Obviously, I'm such a huge advocate for doing cytology, hashtag cytology everything. I do not expect that you will know everything that you see underneath the microscope. Just get comfortable with the basics. Get comfortable with bacteria, get comfortable with yeast, get comfortable with your collecting techniques. Then you can move on to, you know, maybe you want to learn to recognize acantholytic keratinocytes, but you don't want to feel like you have to recognize every single thing like, say, a dermatologist would or a clinical pathologist would. That's exactly why we are there, for referrals and to help manage the cases that might be not as common or more difficult or more resistant to treatment. But if you can just know some of these basic things so you can guide your patients, so you can know if you found yeast only not to throw them on antibiotics, that will make you so successful as a general practitioner. And then the weird cases you can, you know, biopsy or collaborate on or refer, just depending on your comfort level. So take a step back. Don't feel like you have to memorize all of those details. Like I said, even as a person who focuses on ear and skin, I cannot rattle off every single product and every single active ingredient and every single concentration, because it's just not realistic if it's not something I use on a regular basis that I'm going to have that memorized. But I can look things up and know why I would use certain things in certain instances. And that truly is what's important. Just like anything else, you use your resources. I get certain diseases where I've only seen a few of them, so I have to go look up, you know, in the small animal derm textbook, or I have to ask my fellow dermatologist advice on cases because maybe I've had a friend who's had, you know, a couple of cases of this weird autoimmune disease, but I've never really had my own of it. That is what makes veterinary medicine so much fun, and we don't want to lose that collaboration and that passion and that yearning to continuing to educate ourselves. I promise you, you will not stop learning just because you graduate with your DVM. I'm constantly learning even about dermatology, and that's almost why I created the Derm Vet, is I just love this so much. I want to talk to other people about how they handle certain cases and what products they use and what they find successful, because I don't know it all, even in my own specialty. So I hope that is helpful. I've just had a few conversations with various students, and just take the pressure off of yourself. Absolutely get through what you need to do and what your you know, professors are asking of you for these exams, because you got to pass to get through vet school. But just find some comfort in knowing that you'll be able to look things up when you get to the real world. I still do, and I always will.